State, 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from 1 to 4. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And last week, before we went into the weekend, we was talking about a potential data center that was supposed to be at the Walmart at Midtown. I guess it was a lot of controversy on that topic. Well, I look up and I'm seeing a news report saying that the Milwaukee Midtown Center building owner disputes proposal claims. It's not a data center. They saying that ain't no data center going to be at Midtown. Now, we went off the reports. So what's the confusion here? Even one of the aldermen put out a message and said that it wouldn't be a data center that uses the water. It'll be self-contained. Well, didn't I read that on the air? Okay, he didn't say it wasn't going to be no data center. He just said it was going to be, the water is going to be self-contained. So I don't know what to believe at this point. But they're saying that the Milwaukee Midtown Center building owner, he's disputing the proposal claims. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, we got some audio and video on this. Let's listen.
Able to track down the owner of this abandoned Walmart. He does not live here in Milwaukee. And he says what people are calling a data center will be anything but. He says it will actually be a medical research facility.
It's 160,000 square feet of empty space. A proposal to fill 12% of it right now causing a stir. That's because this proposal says it would be for a data processing, computer services, computer research facility, specifically focused on high-performance computing. Some neighbors concerned it will be like one of the data centers under construction right now in Port Washington and Mount Pleasant.
What can you tell us about what this plan is?
I don't know about what's happening with that yet.
The mayor, without specifics of what's to come.
I think the proposal is talking about a space of an existing building, not demolishing, for instance, all of, you know, Midtown Center and putting a massive data center there.
But 12 News has learned a company called AFS Milwaukee LLC owns the building. Reached by phone, owner Trent Overhugh would not agree to being recorded, but spoke at length with 12 News. He would not reveal the tenant, but said the project is, quote, not a data center, but rather a facility for medical research with computers, but no servers. He also had strong words about the process.
Computers, no servers.
I'm tired of working with the city of Milwaukee on this project, he angrily told me. Every time I try to do something positive in this area, you guys jump all down my back.
Oh, well, I got an attitude. He's what you hiding if it's, why you got an attitude problem? He said, I'm tired of working with Milwaukee. Every time I try to do something, you're jumping down my back on the Tory Lowe Show. Well, you ain't got to worry about it after Friday. We might continue it in another format. But what I'm saying is, why he got a stank attitude? Because people asking questions. And why the mayor get on there? I don't know what's happening, but this is what I do. No, you the mayor. It's coming into your old automatic district, and you don't know? Stop. Why did they want to be forward with the public? And if it wasn't a data center, why you mad? See what I'm saying? See, something... They pulled out because they don't want, they know how we get down in Milwaukee. Y'all think them Karens up there in the suburbs is going crazy over them data centers. Hey, no, we said we wasn't going to get no jobs or no opportunities. They already know. They already know it was finna go left. They thought they was going to slide it in. Plus, the aldermen said that it was going to be some kind of self-containing idea. Let me pull up this, what the alderman said before this article came out, because I like to read stuff. So if obviously he thought it was going to be some kind of, you know, data center, obviously, because what he wrote. So what's this? The mayor don't know what it really is, but he gave an opinion of like some type of medical research. Mark Chambers, this is where he wrote. I tried to read this. He said, data centers are a couple of very bad words these days. He goes on to say that they conjure images of gray buildings covering thousands of acres, creating menace levels of noise and taxing local water supplies and other resources. And then he goes on to say that I want to get to the part where he says it was like a self-contained idea. It is true the high technology use is included in the part of the project. This is what he said. It's true that high technology use is included in part of the project submitted by AFS Milwaukee, LLC. While the details of their submittal are not final, that use is expected to have a small footprint, and with respect to water, utilize a closed-loop system that will be entirely self-sustaining and require no water from local supply. Its power needs will be similarly limited. Now, why would you say all of that if it wasn't no data center? Because that sounds like a small version of what we've been seeing of the idea. So now it ain't nothing. Now it ain't no data center. No data center. They don't want it. It seemed like we pulled the cover off something, or the media started checking into it, and then you heard the mayor. I'm just saying, why we don't know? How come you don't know? I'm just asking. And why you got a nasty attitude with the news? And send a bad message to the community. It sounds like the end of Scooby-Doo. I would have got away with it if it wasn't for the meddling kids. You know, every time I try to start a project in the city of Milwaukee, you get on my back. Well, you should do something that neat that the community won't. You should do somewhere that the community agree with. You got all this space over there sitting empty. Concrete growing grass. I mean, bring something in the community that we can be happy and proud of and can use. That's all I'm saying. But, hey, we're going to see. We're going to stay on this. We got, if you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. We got Ray on the lines. How you doing, Ray?
Good afternoon, Tory.
Blessings, brother.
All right. Got a question about the fellow that called in, I think it was last week or maybe the week before, but he had the issue in one of the outlying counties, which we got stopped by the police.
Oh, the brother that was out in Woolworth County.
Yeah. So have you been in touch with him lately? Did he get an attorney?
He's working to get the attorney, and he's working to get any body cam video.
Right, okay.
From the incident. Because in Wisconsin, right, law enforcement have to wear body cameras, so we want the body camera footage. And he also has footage as well from his phone as well.
Yeah, okay. I was calling to see, you know, if you need some assistance with, you know, fundraisers, see if you got any kind of fundraising issues.
Oh,
that
okay.
You need assistance with.
Well, check this out. Send me your information, email, phone number. Stay on the line. Give me that information, and I'll keep you up to speed because it seems like you want to be involved in what's happening with that, and I'll make sure that you have all the details needed so you can be a part of what's going on with that. And I appreciate you for asking about that. But sometimes when you got to go and do those releases to get the body cam from them, they're going to make you wait. And then, you know, they don't want, you know, people to see that type of behavior. They don't even think that we even know about getting all of that stuff. So when you send that stuff in, and then some attorneys, if they from that area, they may not want to have the conflict with the sheriff department. So, you know, we just go through our due diligence to make sure we got the maximum amount of proof so we can make sure that the public understands what's going on. So I appreciate you for checking up on them because I'm going to let them know that you was you know, you wanted to, you know, make sure that you wanted to assist. So I appreciate that's what I'm talking about, being about that action, Ray. And I thank you for calling in. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're going to continue to make sure that we deliver things like stories like what happened to the young man that was out in Woolworth County. Let me make sure I got the county correct. But he just reached out to me and was like he's working with trying to get an attorney to help him out with this situation. And we're trying to get the body camera footage. Here we go. It's sad. It's sad. A lot of these stories, even the rental scandal, the rental scam. A lot of people want to get an update on the rental scam. But we'll make sure we keep y'all updated on everything that's going on. It's not in this format, but we'll continue to make sure we inform the community the best way going forward and making sure that these stories have follow-ups and all of that. Don't worry about that. We're going to definitely make sure we do call to actions as well around some of these ideas. It's just a lot going on. But like I said, we're going to have to be the change that we want to see. We're going to have to be the ones to try to bring the results that we want. So stop looking outside of us and make sure that we concentrate and lock in because this is the year to repair the village. And trust me, we got the tools out. We got everybody do a little. Nobody got to do a lot. And we going to make it happen. We're going to definitely make it happen as we continue to move forward. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The people's champ. Yeah, yeah. Who the people's champ? Tory Lowe. When it all goes wrong, where do people go? Tory Lowe. Who was speaking up for those people in the ghetto? Tory Lowe. Who was out in Kenosha on the front line in the snow? Tory Lowe. Who out here righting the wrongs and shining light on these folks? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest advocate that Milwaukee has ever known? Tory Lowe. Who out here finding these babies and bringing them back home? Yo, Tory Lowe. If you don't know, then you know. Who gonna be right there with you in that hospital when you shot up? Tory Lowe. Who gon' find a child molester that touched your daughter? Tory Lowe. Who gon' help you out when that landlord put you out of that apartment? Tory Lowe. When your son need a transplant, who gon' find that organ? Tory Lowe. Who out here shutting down the streets with no permit? Tory Lowe. Who the biggest activist out here that's independent? Tory Lowe. Who you gon' call if you end up missing?
Tory Lowe.
Tory Lowe.
101. 7 The Truth. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show. I want to head over to Orlando where police announced arrests in EBT fraud scheme. Another EBT fraud scheme going. It's a lot of fraud schemes going on. We've been uncovering quite a few in the last, what, couple months. We probably talked about five or six different fraud schemes that's going on. But in Orlando, Florida, police are saying that there was an EBT fraud scheme going on. If you're watching as we broadcast live, we got some video on this. Let's listen.
Five people faced more than 100 charges combined for their alleged roles in what Orlando police say was an elaborate fraud scheme involving EBT cards. According to an arrest report, police say the suspects used fake cards with stolen information from real EBT cards believed to have been skimmed to make small purchases at places like this Wawa on South Goldenrod Road. The receipts would then show how much money was available in each account. Police say the suspects bought cases of energy drinks and coffee from multiple stores in Orlando, including this Walmart also on South Goldenrod Road, draining the victims' accounts. The report says victims reported discovering their accounts depleted or declined when attempting to purchase groceries for themselves or their households. Police allege the group stashed the products at several storage units before taking them to a food and beverage warehouse where they were sold for a profit. Detectives investigated a total of 37 incidents within the city of Orlando, all between October 2025 and April of this year. They ended up identifying at least 29 victims. Overall, police say the group stole more than $5,000 in EBT funds.
I was devastated because it's like, okay, I've been waiting all month to purchase what little items I got. Why would you do that to somebody like that? I mean, you don't even know the person, or you could really honestly care less.
Of the five suspects, police say Carlos Ruben Gomez Jimenez, Maite Lazara Mesa Labrada, and Carlos Luis Diaz Jimenez were primarily responsible for buying the products using stolen card information. They faced multiple charges, including racketeering, criminal use of personal identification information, and public assistance fraud.
Wow. And the woman on the phone, you know, she hurt. You know, because they fill the card up once a month. So you got this card, this is what you got to use for the month to get your food. And they stole from the people. They stole the money from the people that didn't even have it to do. And, you know, I'll say this. You got to be careful. You got to be careful where you're purchasing food at. You got to make sure that the place is legit. You seen what happened with the rental scheme. So now you got the housing people scamming. And now they're trying to take the food stamps. Now they're trying to take the EBT money. Keep your head on the swivel. If it look funny and it sound like it's too good to be true, pull back. Pull back. Because you might be getting scammed. It might be a scam. If you in a situation where somebody is too happy about you making the transaction and they excited and try to keep you geeked up or keep you, you know, it's like when you get them cold calls and people try to sell you something. They try to keep you on the phone. Like, I don't know how they got this lady in the position to take her money. But, you know, everybody, it's always, you can fool anybody if you just, you know, people can get fooled if they don't understand how it works. And urgency is always the first thing to me where you got to buy this, you got to do that. You need to give it to me now. You need to give me your number right now. Like, what's going on? No, I don't need to do nothing. I don't need to give you nothing right now. I don't need to do nothing you talking about. They try to talk you in and walk you into a scam. Most scam artists try to make it seem like, you know, you need to do this because it's the best thing for you. I don't even know you. How you know what the best thing for me is? It's a scam. Okay, when they say it's the best thing for you to do, it's really the best thing for you to do it for them. Okay, let me start. I almost said something that, you know, I ain't gonna say it because I deal with scams all the time. We expose scams all the time.
Last week, Tori, you're not gonna get the soapbox.
I just said
get
last
it off.
Week. I had some friends of that was close to me that tried to scam me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I, you know, I just, in my brain, I'm like, do you understand who you talking to? I didn't even say nothing. I just let him talk.
What type of scam was it?
Credit card scam.
Oh, brother.
You know, all I'm saying is I'm looking like, okay. Wow. You know, and you never know. Like I said, you never know what people, you know, it could be close family members that try to scam you because they closer to you and you may care about them. You know, people get scammed in multiple ways. But anytime it's urgency, anytime somebody, you know, is working with you in financial, you got to kind of pull back and try to examine what's really going on. What they say, Nick Cannon just got one of his accountants took him for like $2 million. Nick Cannon.
Damn.
I saw that floating around. And since he said that about the Democrats and Republicans, people, they that's what you get. That's what you get for siding with the Republicans. Like, they don't care. You know.
Ah, that's tough.
That is tough. People always, you know, I got scared out of $2 million. Well, you said something against Donkey Gang, so you deserved it. Man, that's trash. You know what? It is my last week. I shouldn't say, every time I say I shouldn't say, I should say it. But I ain't trying to do that. I can, you know, it's a lot of stuff I hold back from because my grandma told me, if you ain't got nothing really good to say at the moment and it's going to start a whole thing, don't say it. So I'm trying to pay attention to my grandmama right now.
I'm trying to think the last time I got scammed. I've done a pretty good job of staying above the fray.
Okay. Well, like I said, I got another story that I want to cover. They're saying that a 71-year-old elder was killed in a Milwaukee hit and run. 71-year-old elder was killed in a hit and run right here in the city. It's been a lot of hit and run incidents. I've had to tackle several hit and run incidents, but when you talk about the elders out here trying to function and get around, this is a sad situation. 71 years old, lost his life to a hit and run. We got some audio and video on this. Let's listen.
Criminal charges for the man police say hit a pedestrian in the middle of the street, then sped off. 33-year-old Sean Evans is accused of running over 71-year-old Marshall Hill at 43rd and Silver Spring Monday night. Hill's family tells 12 News he was crossing the street to catch a county bus. Surveillance video shows Hill crossing the street just before 9 Monday night when police say a Chevy Camaro driven by Sean Evans speeds down the street and hits him. We've paused the video before the moment of impact. According to a search warrant, Evans told investigators he knew he hit someone but drove off because he was afraid. He had his first court appearance today.
He fled from the scene after striking the victim. He indicated during an interview that he went into panic mode.
A judge set Evans' bail at $20,000.
Wow. Now, he knew he was wrong for speeding. That's why he panicked. Because if he wasn't speeding, he probably wouldn't have hit the elder. Like, I'm going to tell you this. When you do stupid stuff, and stupid stuff happens, nobody want to hear that excuse. I don't think nobody want to hear that. Like, it's obviously you was going fast when you hit the elder, you know. Some of y'all be in a hurry to go nowhere but to jail. It's like, y'all, let me get to jail right quick. Let me hit the gas. let me do something stupid right quick so I can mess my life up. Let me speed. And then eventually, if something bad happens, I'm on the news looking sick because I was trying to hurry. I you know what? What you did was you sped up and put yourself in prison. You sped up just to go to jail. Like, you could have drove regular speed limit and still been free. Some of y'all out here doing stupid stuff, speeding y'all way either to the grave or to jail, driving. Doing reckless driving. The moment you get out of control with a vehicle, you making a choice to probably put yourself in a bad situation. Now, if he would have been driving a regular speed limit, he could have stopped, checked on the elder to see what was going on, and he probably wouldn't even got in trouble. because accidents happen. But you knew that you was speeding, you was going higher than the speed limit, and you hit an elder, and that's why you drove off. That's why you did the hit and run, because you knew your life was over with. Now, wherever you was going don't even matter. This is why I understand why people speed and thinking that they doing something, then as soon as they hit somebody or as soon as the car get tore up or something happened bad, you on there looking for empathy and sympathy all the time, and there ain't nobody going to give it to you like that. Now he wish he had a win slow. Now he wish he hadn't sped up and put that, you know, whatever he was listening to. I don't know what y'all be listening to. I don't know what y'all be, what kind of drugs y'all taking. I don't even know if it's either or. But I always wonder why, every time I see somebody speeding down the street, I'm like, you in a rush to go to prison. That's what I think. You in a rush to cause some bad to happen, and then all of a sudden you're going to be looking sick on the news with your mugshot. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Milwaukee, I hear you. Front lines, King Tory Lowe.
I see the pain in my city, I can't close my eyes. Too many mothers still crying from the homicide. They say be strong, but they don't feel it deep inside. So I speak for the ones who ain't got a voice to cry. Oh, I've been walking through the fire trying to make it right. Yeah. Praying God keep me covered every single night. Oh, if I fall, just remember what I sacrificed. I was fighting for my people, trying to bring the light.
Yeah, yeah. Born on the north side, Fifth Street raised me. Where the blocks turn cold and the system don't save me. Fighting on 4th and 7th as a youngin'. Trying to find peace, but the streets kept calling. They told me legends. Used to walk on Lee Street, now it's sirens every night. Hard to get sleep. I seen candles in the dark where the soul rests.
101.7 The Truth. To the sky, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Hey, we got the lines open. 833-212-1017. What is your best moment on The Truth? No matter if it's Tory Lowe Show, any other show right here on the station, what is your best moment that you remember in the last 5 years? We got Kathy on the lines. How you doing, Kathy? How you doing, Kathy? Is Kathy still on the lines? Well, get her back on and we'll come back to her. We'll come back to her. Well, while we waiting for Kathy, maybe because Kathy would been on hold for a second, so maybe she listening to the show, waiting for her name to be called. Let me know when she get back on the lines. But it was a police chase that I wanted to talk about. There was a police chase in Wisconsin, somewhere in Wisconsin. It wasn't in Milwaukee. But I'm going to need y'all to tap in because in this police chase, the car flies over the traffic. Like, it talk about it ramped the traffic and just did one of them Dukes of Hazzards. Like, if he survived this, he could probably get a job as a stunt double. Hey, look, if you watch this, we broadcast live. We got a Wisconsin police chase where a car took flight. Y'all want to watch this footage if y'all watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
Over. Did you see that? Happened last Saturday. A fleeing car goes off the road. Goes airborne, jumped clean over another car, landed on the other side of the road, on the other side of a guardrail. It's almost like something out of a movie. It wasn't a movie. The driver was taken into custody after being tased. Well, now we know who he is. This is 44-year-old Dwayne Stokes of Milwaukee. According to a new criminal complaint, a search of his car revealed a firearm and some marijuana. At the time of his arrest, Stokes was out of bond at a Kenosha County case for driving in a stolen vehicle. He's now got multiple new charges tonight.
New tonight, West Dallas police not messing around.
Hey, you go on these joyrides. I'm surprised he survived. This that Grand Theft Auto. Like, these kids been watching Grand Theft Auto so much that when they get in like one of these situations where the car flipped over a couple times, they just get out and start running. Just like the video game. He was able to survive. Also, I got a Zeta Shea is in the chat. He says the story about the, I guess he was referring to the story about the young man that hit the 71-year-old. He said, my cousin, unfortunately, he's been having issues, devastating for the family of the victim and suspect. Prayers for the family. Prayers for the family. Christopher in the chat says, he should have been blasting the Tory Lowe show on the truth on his radio and going 30 miles an hour instead of 65. Wow. But did you see that the guy that did the ramp? That looked like it came out of a movie, like in action. And then he just went and did it. He survived, got out the car and started walking. And the police took him down. I'm surprised he didn't have broken bones or nothing in his body. That was crazy.
Car had good suspension.
I mean, that's how I feel when I hit a pothole. Like I'm about to take flight. Wow. Wow. Also, we got Kathy back on the lines. How you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you talked about that car, but I got something else to tell you. But listen, he was riding high. There's a song called Riding High, a nine-year-old brain, okay? He's a grown-ass man up in Fondland, riding high, nine-year-old brain. It ain't just young people. But going up to another story here, Corey, I'm glad you talked about that card for people taking food and SNAP. I'm going to tell you something. Please, y'all, listen to me. Do not go to service stations taking money out and small corner stores buying your food. Do not go to a regular box store because it's hard to track that. They track that and they cut counters on those things. You take money out, they got the counter on there. They're counting your money out. They're counting your money out. There was a story in New York about that. Don't be going to these convenience stores to get your groceries and food on those SNAP cards, even on your regular card, because they got your PIN number. They're recording all that stuff. There ain't that many criminals out here. The same people and families and small businesses doing that. Go to a major store where they can track that information back, okay? And don't give your kids and family all your stuff, you know, your card. Don't do those kids have to go to the store like that. Please don't do that. Don't go to a service station and get me your rent out of the service station machine. They're counting that money already. They already know this, okay? They count. There's a counter on there. And that's what they do. So let's go to bigger stores, box stores to buy your stuff. At least you can trace it down better if something happens. But a neighborhood convenience store, that's where they're getting a lot of people at. It's like they file your taxes and all of a sudden if somebody down in Atlanta kept all the people money. They had to put it into their bank account. Okay? Right. And I want to cover this again because this is probably my last time. Do not put your children under 18 years old living with you on a rent application. Do not. They're not written from you. They do not need that information. Do not put all your Social Security. Put the last four numbers on there because on CCAP, it doesn't show your Social. And if somebody really need to check you out, they'll do a little more thorough check. And you check them out. Ask the owners for an ID. When I get there, I like to see an ID that you own this property or show me the deed to the property. You can get a copy because you check the city assessor's office and make sure that name on that property matches you. Matches the person who's renting it to you, or it'll be LLC and see who the LLC name is in. Verify them with an ID also. If you can't do that, they won't show up when you get to the appointment. Don't be so heavy to give somebody something because they're doing you a favor.
They're really not doing you no favor.
No, they're not doing you a favor. Like you said, they're going in a hurry, they're desperate, they got bad credit references already. But do not put your Social Security name down on there. Ask me, say, ma'am, I'd like to see an ID to show that you own the property. But the name should match the property at the city assessor's office. If they say they're leasing from somebody, it ain't theirs. The other thing they're doing, it's got to be in the LLC, and they can check that out, too. And the other one, call Jeff Call. That's the Attorney General's office, okay? And then Karen Long, if she's still working at the city, because Karen Long does landlord training, and you can go there as a citizen yourself also and learn what to do when doing applications for people. Please, y'all, if you can get me on the show for 20 minutes before you leave or whatever show you're going on, I'm serious. People cannot be given all the information without me showing you my information on who I am. And I'm a landlord myself. I educate people on stuff, even if I'm not going to read it to them. I said, don't do it like that. Don't put all that information down.
That was good advice. That's good advice.
Please don't, y'all. Don't get desperate. Don't get it twisted. Don't get desperate. I don't rent to people who say they got all the money and security deposit at one time. I don't work like that. I want to check things out myself. Okay, they got to bring me an ID up. I'll show them who I am. But get the deed. They can show you a deed to that property. Ain't nobody business. Who cares? Make sure that's the person that you're renting from, okay? Not the agent.
All right. Hey, look, Kathy dropping some gems on y'all. Open up your ears now. Open up your ears. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have a recap of the show today. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth. Tory Lowe Show. We got the recap with Andrew. How you doing, Andrew? What happened on the show today? What we got? What we got on the recap?
Man, another jam-packed show for you, Tory. Started off with Miracle Minister Kevin stopping by. I think it's the first time he was in studio with Vibin around, which I love to see him. Very powerful. Very powerful. Reminiscing on the last 5 years, Tory, of the Tory Lowe Show. And, man, it got me a little choked up, to be honest with you.
You know, Miracle Minister Kevin has been faithful to the Monday prayer concept. And I always think it's important to give the first show, the first moments of my show, to prayer during the week. Monday prayer, something I do online. I've been doing it online for years. Like, I always come on with the Monday prayer. First thing in the morning, Monday prayer. Starting the week off, you know, a lot of people want to pray on Sunday or something. I like Mondays because when you got to get up and go into the work week, you got to get on one accord, get your mind right, get yourself motivated. And I brought that to 1017 The Truth with my show. And the Miracle Minister Kevin was faithful even after he was shot. You know, he got shot driving Uber multiple times. And, you know, he continued to, after he recovered, 2 months. I think he missed about 2 months. And then he came right back. And it just has been a wonderful blessing to have the Miracle Minister Kevin doing that Monday prayer faithfully for the last 5 years.
And, Tory, him talking about the shooting and what he went through and the surgery and everything else like that, I mean, it really adds a different level to Miracle, for sure.
I agree. And salute to Minister Milton, Pastor Milton of Miracle Temple as well, who fill in when Miracle Minister Kevin can't do it. Pastor Milton is right there. Two of my favorite brothers from the cloth. And I appreciate it. I was blessed to have them as brothers. Yeah.
In the Pop Culture Report, Tory, we recapped a little bit of the 3-album drop from Drake on Friday, and you know, Nasir has his takes, you have your takes. We had a couple days to kind of sit on it. I think we all are kind of in the same spot, mediocre.
Well, like I said, I don't think the plan was to have a stellar album. I think what I'm seeing with the plan was to get out the deal. And he you don't want to give all your good stuff if you're trying to get out of a deal. Plus, he got a bad taste in his mouth after the Kendrick Universal Music Group supported Kendrick, and they went into the Super Bowl and all of that. He's just trying to get out the deal. I got it now. It wasn't meant to be like a classic Drake hit record. It was kind of like, to me, was a hard drive dump. And he dumped 3 albums out there to get out of the contract. They're going to go gold at least. Each album may go gold, which ain't never happened. According to Apple Music, he got like 60 songs charting at the top. So would that translate over in the Billboard? I don't know. But he's out of the deal. He's a free agent. I think that was the real move.
Yeah.
The business move. He was playing chess with this.
And I'll tell you, his fans are going to say that his throwaway songs are better than your favorite artist's real album. So.
Well, you know, I don't think they were intended to be throwaway songs. I just think that they just didn't make the cut. He had a lot of extra songs laying around. I even think that that Run to Atlanta song with Future could have been something they had done, but it didn't make the cut.
Now, I'm surprised that he put that Future track out.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think that he threw that out there, you know, in the bunch. And that was something he already had in the archives. I would love to hear if what Future says about it. I would love to hear it. Probably something he had in the tuck. But like I said, this wasn't about making hits. This was about getting out of the deal so he could start his own independent journey. And that's when he started his own independent journey, that's when you're going to see Drake, that we, the hit maker, the creativity on a high level when he starts his next journey.
And the $2 billion man, if he gets that deal from private equity. That's what the report is right
now.
That's
a rumor. That's a lot of talk going on. I don't know if that's a rumor. I don't know what that is. But all I'm saying is he is now a free agent. And I know he has the formula on making hits. He's been making hits for a long time. When I hear this album dump, I call it an album dump. And he doesn't have any hits that I have to really listen to on it. But if you're a Drake fan, you got a lot of new music. It's like those people that wanted to get what was in Prince's hard drive.
Mm.
You know, Prince had made a lot of songs, but he had a lot of songs piled up in his hard drive. And people was like, oh, I wish I could listen to what was in his hard drive. Or, you know, Tupac made a lot of songs. And then all of a sudden when he died, he had all of these songs in his hard drive that was released on the streets, you know. So, like I said, this is what it seems like to me. I could be wrong.
All right, well, we continued in hour two, Tori, and it looks like we might have to break out the masks between Ebola and Hantavirus.
I'm
a little concerned. I don't know if orange juice will save us this time.
I don't know. But like I said, what you say, that the Hunter's virus is what the outbreak last time was in Wisconsin.
93, yeah.
In 1993.
Something like that, yeah.
And about six or seven people got it.
I hope it doesn't happen again.
Okay, I mean, because it's making its rounds. And my daughter was asking me about the Hunter's virus because she got asthma. And I was like, we'll see.
As long as we're not around any mice or rodents or anything like that, I think we'll be okay, Tori.
Well, all I'm saying is I know a lot of people in the hood got infestation and rat poop all over the place. And I ain't heard about no Hunter's virus. So I don't know. Maybe it's out there, but I don't think, like, we would know if it was something that was crazy. Like, I remember when chicken pox was crazy. Like, everybody was talking about chicken pox. And I got chicken pox, you know, when I was a kid. But they say it's good to get it so it could be in your immune system so you didn't get it again. So, like I said, we'll see. We'll see how they try to maneuver the next sickness that comes along. You know, mainstream media always got to blow it up for the ratings.
Well, Tori, we've done a lot of stories about people freaking out in fast food. This might be the first one that I would say would be justified, that if somebody freaked out on the McDonald's worker who was putting French fries potentially in their mouth and then into the little French fried holder to give to customers, I think that'd be enough for me to go crazy.
Let me tell you something. You should never tamper with nobody's food. That's, you know, especially when they're hungry. And then if I found out you put bodily fluids on the food, I'm going crazy. I'm freaking out because you didn't have to do that. So, like I said, you got to be careful. You know, I say if somebody got a bad vibe, you go there. If the person that's taking the money got a bad vibe, or if you look in the kitchen, there's some drama going on, I may not want to eat there because I don't know what happened. Maybe they bad attitude and translated into what they serving. And maybe a lot of disgruntled workers out there and the management ain't around, they might hit you with the patow. They might hit you with something extra on the food. So
I don't know if I told you this, but we tried to get McDonald's the day of the cleanup, Tori, And the service was so bad at this McDonald's. They didn't melt the cheese on it. It was such a bad
experience. They slapped it together.
Yeah, very bad experience.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're taking a gamble every time you eat out.
Put the fork down. Don't have to worry about these things.
Put the fork down. I got somebody in the chat that said, Big C in the chat says, hopefully I can find you somewhere else. This was the best show I ever listened to. Thank you for all you do, bro. That's puff.
Yeah, good stuff. And finally, EBT scam in Orlando, Tori. One more thing to keep our head on a swivel about.
If you got EBT, make sure that you're going to the right place. Go to a place that's known. Go to a place that everybody knows that has the right, machines for the EBT card. They stealing the EBT money. This was a scam that was going on. Hey, look, sometimes people get desperate and they think that they can get an edge, but you may get taken advantage of and get taken for a ride. All right. Well, another powerful show. Truth Nation, I salute to everybody that called in to talk about their best memory. Salute to everybody in the chat that dialed in to the show today. Salute to everybody in the talk to text. And salute to everybody out there in Radio Land. This is my last week as a Truth host. And I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Hey, join me the whole week. We may have people stopping in. We may have people calling in. Andrew told me don't plan nothing for Friday. I guess something is supposed to be powerful on Friday. And after the Friday show, we'll be out in the Third Street Market Hall. And you're more than welcome to come out. So if you ain't got that on your calendar, put that on your calendar for Third Street Market Hall around 4:30 Friday. We'll be out in the Market Hall. Hey, look, I appreciate you. Thank you. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.